Hello?
Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
I believe we're Republican.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school boards on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote. You don't have to read all the choices. Why would we not vote? Okay, sorry.
Thank you. No, that's fine. Now, what is your main racial background? Are you African-American? Yes?
Just, you know, white.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
What about 83?
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think we're fine. I don't know. I'm not. You should be really talking to my husband, not to me.
Oh, well, we accept all opinions. So,
okay.
It's based on what you've heard, what you've seen. Would you say is going in the right direction or wrong track?
I don't know. I think our country is in a mess, frankly.
So how would you categorize that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably not doing what it was the smart and reasonable thing to do.
Okay.
And it's too much infighting. Nobody is doing things for the general people they're doing, everything has become so personal. So,
I understand. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Is it housing and property insurance costs, abortion, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, K-12 education, hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, or traffic and congestion?
How about all of the above?
believe me, we would allow you to do it, but for this question, we just need the one that you think is most important.
Oh, my gosh. I guess if I had to choose, it has to be education, because I think, you know, the next generation is going to be the people who are going to lead us, and they are not learning anything, frankly. They're not being taught history. They're not being able to read books that have been classic books for years. I think the educational system needs a big boost.
Thank you very much. And what a coincidence, because this survey will focus on that a lot. So.
Good.
Now,
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate so as well.
All right. First, now you'll find out how dumb I am. Okay, go ahead.
No, that's fine. All opinions are acceptable. We don't judge.
Okay. Okay.
We have Ron DeSantis.
He's okay. He has his good. He has his good points, but he also has some bad points. So
would you say your opinion of him is somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
It's kind of in between. I guess somewhat favorable, I guess I could say. All right.
Okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
Do you really want me to even say anything about him? No, he should be He should be pulled. I don't know what the matter is with. I'm sorry. The Democratic Party are all insane. So I, you know, very unfavorable. Incredibly unfavorable.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Donald Trump.
Oh, come on. That's even worse. I don't know which is worse. You know, it's like I'm told my family, I think we're going to move to Portugal because this country is in trouble. We are in trouble. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so excited, but I can't. So I would say unfavorable also. I'm sorry. I have to say
very unfavorable or just from what?
Yeah. No, very unfavorable. I think he's a crazy man.
Thank you. Now, as I as I said, the remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community.
Okay, how long? Because I've got to go. Some, is it going to be much longer than 5 minutes?
Well, we still have a few more questions to go, but we'll try to get ahead a bit faster.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, from the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Is it improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing school choice options, reducing class sizes, increasing teacher pay, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, or strengthening school safety and security measures?
Well, I think making sure that if I had to choose, there were a few I would have chosen, but I would say making sure your teachers are well-qualified and well-paid.
Thank you. Between increasing teacher pay and ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, which one?
Yeah, well, hiring and retaining well-qualified teachers, obviously. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Moms for Liberty.
I don't know anything about that.
Never heard of them or no opinion?
No, I never have heard of them.
Okay, that's fine.
But remember, I'm out of the school, you know, situation. I mean, my kids have grown and I've got grandchildren and they're all going to college. So, I mean, the local stuff here, I'm not really that familiar with, but I have no opinion. I have no opinion.
Okay, that's fine. Then we have your local PTA or PTO. Based on what you've heard, people, the news.
Oh, I would say it seems to me they're not doing a very good job. They're having served on PTAs in the past, and my husband having served on PTAs. I don't think the schools would be in the state they're in if they had a good school board, a PTA. PTA and school board, right. Go ahead, sorry.
And would you say your opinion of them is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I guess somewhat, since I don't really know that much about them.
Thank you. Then we have private schools.
Okay, I know of the private schools in Naples.
So, what is your opinion on them? Is it favorable, unfavorable, and how much?
Well, I know people, and my doctor's daughter went to a private school. I have a good friend who used to live here, and her daughter went to the private schools here, community school, and so on. I think they're, from what I understand, they're quite good.
So, would you say your opinion of them is somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I guess very favorable, I would say.
Thank you. Then we have transitional public schools.
What kind of public schools? I'm sorry.
Traditional public schools.
Oh. Yeah, traditional. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess somewhat favorable, I guess. I mean, I think they're trying to do a good job, but I don't really know that. I don't know that much about it. I don't feel like my opinion should be counted, but go ahead.
No, all opinions are important for us. Now, teachers' unions.
Oh, gosh. I, you know what? Skip all those questions. I don't know anything about them.
No. Well, unfortunately, I cannot choose for you, so
okay.
You can help me a little. So what is your opinion on them? Is it very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Well, I would say somewhat favorable. I mean, I think it's a teacher, I think they need their union, frankly.
Then we have teachers.
What about them?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them?
I have no opinion of them. I don't know anything about the teachers in Naples. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Then we have your county school board.
Oh, I guess somewhat unfavorable because it doesn't seem to me like they're doing their job.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is charter schools.
I do know about charter schools. My daughter was involved in one with my grandson who was very, very smart. It depends. I mean, that's a loaded question. It depends on who set it up, what the financial backing is for it, what they're teaching. You know, I don't know. I'm just going to say no opinion because I really can't. I don't want to say. Yeah.
That's fine. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Once again, based on what you've heard, the news, people that you have heard as well.
I feel so dumb here. I guess I kind of disapprove. I just don't think the state of the schools is that good now.
So would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I will do somewhat rather than being too.
Thank
angry.
You. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I would say good.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not top of concern, my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not much interest to me at all.
Now, this is the second one that you said.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and give them to wealthy private schools.
I like the second one that you just finished saying.
Thank you. And as you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning that the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or the political party affiliation of a school board, a candidate, is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Well, now, that, you know, you have to, can you hear me okay? Because I'm now on my bike right at home.
Yes.
And I have my earplugs. Can you hear me or is it all too windy?
No, it's fine.
Okay. That is a very difficult question because I don't, you know, party affiliation really shouldn't have anything to do with school board, and the school board person, whether he's a Democrat or Republican, a liberal or whatever he is, should not come into his opinion of what his policies for the school. I can't remember your choices, but whatever the one was where, you know, no, I don't think it's that important. Or it shouldn't be anyway.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Or many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Now, those are very difficult, you know, because there's so many little conditional things that I would put in both of those possibilities. I mean, having lived with a man who was on a school board years ago where we used to live, You would not have believed the confrontations that went on. Oh my gosh, it was embarrassing. I don't know that, you know, I don't know that parents should, I know I'm giving you much more stuff and you don't want this, but I'm telling you anyway. I don't think parents should be the be all and end all, but I think they should definitely have a say, but I don't think there should be fighting and arguing and so on and so forth. So I don't know what to say about that one.
Which one comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is right?
Can you read the second one to me again?
Yes. Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
I guess that sort of comes close to it, so I'll choose that one.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time, also for taking your time in your bike as well.
Thank you.
We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section, and then we'll go to some demographic questions, which are really, really short.
Now wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Wait.
Yes.
Let me just do this. Okay. I was trying to put in the code for my garage door so I can open it, and then listen. Could my husband do the rest of this? All right, I guess I can do it. I have to go fix lunch. I'll just go fix lunch while I'm talking to you. I finished doing a workout and I rode my bike home, so I guess I can finish it with you. Go ahead. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay,
let's go. I'm ready.
That's fine. Now, you will now be given a series of issue positions that candidates might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Wait, does that mean he's allowing the kids to have their phones and do social media during school? Or is it not allow it?
Not allowed. It says a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school
hours. Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely, positively, without any doubt.
So would that be much more likely to vote for that candidate?
Yeah.
Or someone? Okay, thank you.
Oh, no. No, that's a given.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females.
Absolutely.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Oh, no, much more. Absolutely.
A candidate who supports parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Wait, so that means they can't do it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely support a candidate who would do that. Because that is outrageous. The whole thing is outrageous.
Should I record your answer as much more likely?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. And then we have a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
No, absolutely not.
And would that make you much less likely or somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Probably much less likely.
Then we have a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Yeah, that would be good. Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Okay, what do you think my answer is going to be? No, I'm just kidding you. Okay. Yes, of course, much more likely.
Thank you. Now, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says that America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Oh God. No, that's gotta be taken out of school. That's not what they're needing to be taught. That is not what they need to be taught. That is ludicrous.
So,
okay. Go ahead.
The statement was a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race.
Oh, they want to ban it. Okay. Okay. Much more likely. Got it.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Oh, well, what a strange idea. Of course. Of course we want that to happen.
So would that be much more likely?
Yes, much more likely to vote for somebody who had that idea or that very strange idea. I don't know where that idea came from, but it sounds like it's a really good one, don't you think?
Thank you. Now, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Yes, I would be much more likely to vote for somebody who had that philosophy.
Thank you. Now we have second to last, which is a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Yes, and even that's too long. Yes, I would support that very much.
Thank you. And the last one is a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Of course, much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. Now,
okay.
How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between
27 years.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I guess I'm a conservative, but maybe I'm a moderate conservative, if there's such a thing.
We do have a scale that helps. We have a moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Well, I guess somewhat conservative, yeah. I mean, if I have to choose, definitely not a liberal. I mean, I'm a liberal, you know, some things I'm liberal about, but I'm basically conservative, somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than a high school diploma?
Yeah. 4 years of college. Okay. I have a BA from a college, yeah.
Thank you. And related to something that you said at the beginning, but do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yep, I do.
And do they attend a traditional public school? A public charter or a magnet school, a private religious or parochial school, or they are homeschooled?
No, they're in traditional high school.
Public school?
Yeah, public school. In Colorado.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week, not frequently, or a few times a month or longer.
What? That is a weird question. Every day? Who does not check at mailbox every day? That is weird. I'm sorry. That's a strange question. All right. Okay. My husband tells me I'm like an ostrich. I have no idea what the general public is doing or not doing. Okay. Every day. Sorry.
All right. Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for your being a good questioner. So thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, no.